This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is how dedicated Kotler is to football. Here we are. We had the big NFL awards last night. KOC winning. JJ's up there. They're featuring Sam Darnold. We got the Super Bowl. And this guy is focused on Kellen Mond. Where is Kellen demonstrating his skills next?
He's going to be playing in the UFL for the San Antonio Brahmas.
Is it possible that Mike Zimmer will play some role with that team?
You know, I do think that there is a restraining order that Kellen has against Mike Zimmer. He's not allowed to come in within 150 yards of Kellen Mond. But his coach is actually an old-school defensive guy. Wade Phillips is the guy coaching the Brahmas. So can't wait to watch the UFL again.
How old is Wade? Wade's got to be close to 80, right?
Yeah. So last year, Wes Phillips is the Vikings offensive coordinator. Yep. So we were talking to him last year about Wade Phillips at the Thanksgiving dinner table and how, you know, he grills Wes. Why'd you guys do this? Why'd you guys play this coverage or run this play at this time or whatever? He's just like, we got it, Dad. We got it. That guy, he still loves coaching. So he's out there doing it.
77. Wade Phillips.
Wow.
Go ahead, Wade. Okay, Kevin O'Connell wins last night, Coach of the Year. Should it have been O'Connell, or should Dan Campbell have won that award?
It's a really hard one because Dan Campbell did an incredible job. They won 15 games. I mean, they, at the end of the year, played the Vikings for a chance to have that number one seed, and they pummeled the Vikings. And, you know, Dan Campbell also went through a lot on his roster that the Vikings did not deal with. I mean, the Vikings lost Christian Darrisaw this year, but did they have any other major injury that kept anybody out for a long time? And here's the Detroit Lions playing guys that they picked up off the street and are throwing them out there in big games, and they end up at 15-2. So, you know, Campbell, it also can't be understated. We've now just accepted that the Detroit Lions are really good. How much of an absolute laughingstock that franchise was before yes. Dan Campbell got there. So he deserves all the credit in the world. But, you know, I think a lot of times what these awards end up being are how much did you surpass expectations? And the Vikings surpassed expectations unlike any team maybe ever. I remember looking at this, the biggest production and wins over what was expected by Vegas before the season. And the Vikings either were the biggest or second biggest or something like that ever. So the fact that most people thought they were going to be a bottom dweller in the NFC and drafting high, and instead in week 18, they're playing for the number one seed. I think that all traces back to the coach. And we just, like I said, we just get used to things like, oh, well, Sam Darnold, I guess he's just a pretty good quarterback. Like, wait a minute. When Sam Darnold got here, everybody thought he was about the worst quarterback in the entire world. And again, that is KOC and his staff working with Sam Darnold and maximizing every ounce of talent that he had to get through a 14-win season.
It's our guy, Matthew Collar. I'm looking at Purple Insider right now, purpleinsider.football. The mailbag is there. Positional value changing. J.J. McCarthy speaks, looking and reacting to ESPN's 50 free agents. You can find podcasts. You'll find analysis of the Super Bowl. It's just a great site. It's worth your time all year long. Purpleinsider.football. Okay, take me through KOC's comments on Sam Darnold, and then again, KOC's comments on Sam Darnold. How were these misinterpreted, or did KOC have to walk back some things?
Yeah, so a Lions reporter put it out there that KOC, and I'm not sure exactly where this happened. Was it like there's red carpet and you can just ask questions to people, and then there's press conferences after he wins Coach of the Year, and then there was his press conference with the local media and other interviews. So it's somewhere he said something about him and Sam Darnold trying to win championships together in the future. And, of course, the reaction was, wait a minute, did he just sort of spill the beans that they want Sam Darnold back? And then when he did his press conference with the local media, he clarified the comments with a classic KOC word salad answer about how Sam Darnold has earned the right to be a free agent. I just retweeted another interview he did with XM today at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Same kind of thing. He's earned the right to be a free agent, but hey, we're in a really great position because, you know, maybe it's with us, maybe it's with someone else. So he's kind of playing this, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure that Kevin O'Connell has very strong opinions on how to handle this. But also, I tend to believe that this is not completely sorted out just because of the way that the offseason tends to work, which is right before the combine, every team gets together. They have their free agency meetings where they go over their plan and what they want to get out of the combine from meeting with agents. So then Sam Darnold's agent will be at the combine. They'll sit down with him. They'll have a conversation about where he stands with everything, and they'll lay out their plan. I think as soon as they lost to the Rams the way that they did, we all decided what the plan was going to be. But I've kind of sat in the camp of, I don't think this is just a total lock that they move on from Darnold. I mean, I think it's more likely than not, but I could also see a world where Kevin O'Connell says, I would rather play it slow with J.J. McCarthy and not worry as much about a year of his rookie contract. I would also like to follow up a 14-win season with another trip to the playoffs. And if you've looked at the Vikings' opponents for next year, it is a problem for whoever is playing quarterback. There are tons of great coaches, great defenses. It's a really hard schedule. So are you ready to throw J.J. McCarthy to the Wolves with huge expectations, a really hard schedule? I don't know. Like, I could see where Kevin O'Connell would say, let's make this work for one more year while we develop McCarthy. I could also see where the front office might be like, but let's not, because I want to spend all this money on free agents. So I would kind of be curious about the different camps, but I don't think that Kevin O'Connell actually showed his cards. I think that he always speaks positively and excitedly about quarterbacks, even if it's Brett Rypien or Nick Mullins or whoever. So I don't think that he just sort of told us the answer to the question.
When McCarthy talked for the first time, and he talked with Rich Eisen early in the week, I didn't think anything was that earth-shattering. Just seemed like a young guy who knew what to say. And he's been in the spotlight before, obviously leading Michigan to the national championship. Did anything grab you at all about those comments?
Yeah, if there was anything that I would try to take and make into a guess about what's going to happen, it was actually McCarthy's comments more than KOC. Because McCarthy did not strike me as a guy in his comments that had been told you're QB1 right now and get ready to start 17 games this year. He talked about sort of the business aspect. He said, you know, hey, this is the NFL. Nobody's going to cry any tears for you and things like that. His comments sort of leaned more toward it's realistic that he could be QB2 for this year. Now, again, that's trying to take one interview and a couple of quotes from a 22-year-old guy, but McCarthy is as good at talking and expressing himself as any player that I've been around. So I think that there were, but he's also very honest. Like, we've run into this at the podium before where, you know, he just sort of starts telling us how it is, very earnestly. And I felt like his comments to Rich Eisen were pretty honest about where, you know, things are at right now. And I think, you know, the players are always the last to know about everything. So it sounded to me like in his conversations with Kevin O'Connell that O'Connell has prepared him for the possibility. Now, there's so many moving parts. It's not just, do you want Darnold back or not? It's what kind of franchise tag? What are the offers in the trade market? What would he want if he was going to sign a short-term extension? Would he want a full no-trade clause, or could they sign him to a short-term extension, really treat it as a one-year deal, and then trade him next year, which his trade value is not going to go down because he plays the quarterback position. That's why they have to have all these meetings. But it sounded to me like a guy who was told it's possible that Darnold comes back. But that's only trying to read the tea leaves at Radio Row in March or in February, mm-hmm. because there's nothing else to do right now.
Let's pause with Matthew from Purple Insider, purpleinsider.football, as I've said many times, absolutely worth your time. Let's talk the game on Sunday. KC, will it be three straight, or will the Eagles get another Super Bowl? By the way, they won one, as we know, in Minnesota not that long ago. Back with Matthew in moments on CCO.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Major Garrett, early next hour, just after traffic and weather, we continue with our guy Matthew Coller, Super Bowl Sunday. Compared to a typical Super Bowl, Matthew, where is your excitement level for the Chiefs and Eagles?
Well, I think when the ball is booted off, I will be very excited to watch the football because the matchup is amazing. I mean, we've got the best quarterback. We've got the best roster. We've got great coaches all over the field. We've got superstar players. It's a tremendous matchup. As of this moment, I mean, there has been no drama whatsoever in the build-up to this thing. There are no real storylines outside of, will they three-peat? I don't know. I mean, there's no real villain in this because no one likes either team. And they just did this matchup 2 years ago. So it's kind of snoozy as far as the buildup, but in terms of the
actual football. It was a hell of a game 2 years ago.
Right. I mean, it's one of the best Super Bowls, I think, ever when they played last time, and I kind of expect that to happen again.
So let's talk about the coaches. Andy Reid, beloved in both cities, right, considering the success Reid had, and then he goes to Kansas City and just, boom, right away wins again, and sort of helps just a little bit when Patrick Mahomes falls in your lap, too. So you have Reed, who for a long time, what was Andy Reid's reputation? Can't win the big one. That he, and it probably was unfair the entire time because he would have so much regular season success, but they would come so close to the Super Bowl. Then they had the one year they went, another very entertaining game. They would lose to the Patriots. But now that he's won, and even when they lost the one game to Brady's Bucks, it, even that enhanced his reputation. He wins this one. I mean, we're talking top five, top six, top seven all-time coach. Then we got Sirianni. And we've brought him up before, but it seems like he's viewed as this buffoon, and he's getting into it with players and fans, and he doesn't act the way some people want, and the Philly fans are all over him, and you get critical comments from pretty smart people. And then I just look at what they do, and I got it. Howie Roseman keeps reinventing this team, and it's just littered with talent, especially realizing the core of great teams are offensive and defense alignment. But for a guy who's going to his second Super Bowl in such a short period of time, compared to the other guy who is just absolutely loved in both cities, I think it's such an odd contrast between the two.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. I mean, with Andy Reid, the fact that he's done it with multiple different quarterbacks, I mean, remember, they were very competitive with Alex Smith. They were in the playoffs every year with Alex Smith. And if I remember correctly, Marcus Mariota threw a touchdown pass to himself that ended up being the reason they were eliminated one year. I mean, they kind of had some crazy things happen in the playoffs when Alex Smith was there. He won with Donovan McNabb, and now you get a quarterback who's better than those two guys, and that's the difference between being remembered as the greatest coach ever or just being a good coach who couldn't win the big one, and that's why those narratives are often kind of silly. But I think on the other side of it, Nick Sirianni is sort of crazy like a fox, because when you look at his coordinators, they are the cream of the crop in the NFL. Vic Fangio, everybody tries to copy the Fangio, but that's like trying to play guitar like Jimi Hendrix. You could sort of sound like it, but not really. Fangio knows that system so perfectly inside and out. And then with Kellen Moore, that he got to be their offensive coordinator, he had led number one offenses in Dallas before they bizarrely moved on from him. So I think even though Sirianni has a strange leadership style and his team always seems to be a little bit at odds with each other, the roster building, the coordinators, the systems that they've built there, are very much deserving. So that's why putting all of it on the head coach all the time is not really fair, I think.
We got about a minute to go. What about Saquon against the Chiefs defense?
Yeah, I think there's two really clear matchups here. I mean, they didn't stop James Cook all that well in the AFC Championship, and that certainly should have you concerned. And then it's the Vic Fangio, let's make him do 14-play drives versus a team that's like, great, we love 14-play drives. And so, yeah, I mean, that's why this matchup is really great. It's not just Mahomes versus the best team. It's also the coordinators, the roster builds. I mean, I'm hopeful that it is going to be an instant classic.
I don't see a scenario where either team blows out the other, do you?
If there's one, it's Philly blowing out KC. I don't think KC can blow out anyone. They always have to win by three. So, but if Philly starts running over them and they can't stop them, it would be similar to what happened in Washington.
Great stuff, sir. Enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Matthew Collar, check out Purple Insider right now. Lynn is time check. It's 12:57. Time to get 50% off your insulation projects through the end of February. Major Garrett next. He's after traffic and weather and news. CBS and Mark coming up next.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.